That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, the men are still camped on their hill outside the city limits and have taken a bold step, which turned out to be a little too bold. Late last night, Abner and three others sneaked into town after dark and secured all the city records. However, on their own initiative, they also broke into Dick Huddleston's store and took the post office records, an act which, Dick later informed them, constituted a federal offense. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, folks, with the rapidly changing springtime weather, there's no denying that the cold-catching season is still with us, and you'll be lucky to escape a cold. So listen to this sound advice.
Do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
Yes, at the first sign of a cold, the first thing you want is relief from the headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And that's where Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment comes in. You see...
A?
Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package.
B.
Be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, avoid exposure, and stay out of dress.
C.
Comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat, which so often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Get a large economical package from your drugstore. Then you'll be ready to follow the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. Well, when you're catching cold, remember...
Do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the men having a meeting. Lum is trying to restore order to the gathering. Listen.
Well, now, wait a minute, fellas. Let's not all talk at once.
Well, I still say
hey,
I
Chef
don't...
Abner. I... Please, quiet, please. Now, we ain't getting nowhere this way with everybody trying to speak his piece at the same time. Dick sprang up a pretty serious thing here, and we got to figure out what we're going to do right away.
Prattle.
Personal, I don't exactly agree with Dick's point of view, but I think it's only fair to let him have his say.
Well, if we do what he wants us to, we'll lose everything we've gained, in my opinion.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ulysses. We'll come to that later. All right, Dick, you go ahead and explain to us just exactly how you feel about it.
Well, all right, Lum. I just don't think that you men realize the seriousness of what was done last night.
Well, why didn't you say so before it was done?
Well, now, just a minute, Grandpap. Let me finish. I'm not talking about stealing all the city records and bringing them up here. We're all agreed on that. What I'm objecting to is the fact that the post office records were brought up here, too. Now, that wasn't in our original plan.
No, that's right. That was Abner's idea. He thought that up after they went downtown last night.
I was just trying to help.
I know you were.
Just trying to do an extra good job.
Nobody's blaming you,
we're
Abner.
Trying to do nothing.
Abner,
wrong.
Will you forget it?
Well, Lum's right. I'm not blaming you for anything, Abner. I can understand why you did it. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. When you took those post office records, you were meddling with government property. That's sort of getting away from our squabble with the women folks of Pine Ridge. Now, you know that's a serious charge, getting government stuff.
Yeah, I know, but we're fighting for a principle here.
Well, Lum, we're not able to do much fighting, though, if we were locked up in the penitentiary.
Huh?
Well, that's where some of us could wind up as a result of this thing if we're not careful.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's a possibility. Tampering with anything belonging to the post office is a federal offense.
Well, that is something to think about, all right.
Now, here's what I suggest, men. And I hope you'll all see it my way, because it's the only thing we can do. We've got to take all the post office records back to Pine Ridge, and we've got to do it right now.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Now,
Dave.
Let me finish now, Lum. We've got to get them back there before any of those women find out that they can use this against us. See, if they just knew it, why, they could use this as a weapon to force us to bring back the city records, too.
Yeah, and then we'd lose everything.
And even if the women don't realize that, well, there's another danger. The postal inspectors do any day in Pine Ridge. In fact, he could be down there right now, for all I know.
Hmm.
And then we would be into it, sure enough.
Well, I don't know how you fellas feel about it, but personal, I'm afraid Dick's right.
I know I am, Lum.
Yeah, it looks to me like we got to get that post office junk back.
Huh.
But, Dick, there's one favorance I'd like to ask of you. Wouldn't it be all right to wait till late tonight before we do it?
Well, no, Lum, you see if that fellow's not...
I know it's taking a chance. I can see that. But if we ever expect to win our fight against them women, we've got to take that chance.
No, it's too risky, Lum.
Well, maybe it is and maybe it ain't. That postal inspector's the only one I'm worried about.
That's enough to worry about.
As far as the women figuring out that they can use that against us, I ain't much scared of that. I don't believe they got enough brains to do nothing like that.
I'll amen that, Remo.
Yeah, Lum's right by Jiminy.
I don't like the idea of that penitentiary, though. I'll tell you that Dick was talking about.
Well, I don't neither.
No, sir. Don't want
but
no bars.
We spent several days up here, and they ain't exactly been the happiest days of our lives.
In front of my face, anyway.
We've had bad victuals, and some of us has got sick from sleeping out, and we've all lost a few days' work from our farms and stores and business. In other words, we've all made a sacrifice of one sort or another, and now if we was to walk back into town, all our suffering would have been for nothing.
Well, now, Lum, I'm not proposing that we give up the fight.
I know you ain't, but that's practical what we'd be doing. Just the humiliation of having to tote them things back would be enough to break our spirit and encourage them women to keep on fighting us.
Sure it would.
Yeah, if they seen us backtracking that much, they'd figure that it wouldn't be long before we'd give up the whole thing.
Well, we're going to have to stay up here much longer. I don't know what I'm for just giving the whole thing up.
Well, now, don't talk like that, Ulysses.
Well, I am.
I admit it ain't been easy trying to live this way. I ain't enjoyed it no more than the rest of you. But I still say that we can't just throw over everything we fought for. What do you say about all this, Squire? You ain't said nothing so far. What's your opinion?
Well, Lum, I've been trying to think the whole thing out, and it seems to me, judging from the facts, that there's only one way we can look at it. Now, in the first place, Dick is right. We're taking too much of a chance when we monkey around with federal property. It's just not worth it, men. And on the other hand, I also say that Lum is right in what this will mean in our fight against the women. They're bound to see it as a victory of some sort. And, of course, that will induce them to carry this thing on indefinitely.
Of course it will.
As a matter of fact, it would be more of a victory than Lum realizes, I'm afraid. I'm not an authority on postal regulations, but it seems to me that when the women have the post office back, that gives them the legal distinction of having the town again. Isn't that right, Dick? Doesn't the post office have something to do with that? Why, of course it does, Squire. Well, here's another matter. Now, I know this is something that you've all been thinking, but none of you mention it. Now, just to be honest, men, has our plan met with any success whatsoever?
What do you mean, Squire?
Well, so far there hasn't been any indication that the women are going to come crawling to us on their hands and knees because we've stolen the town away from them. You'll have to admit that's true.
Well, maybe we have to give them more time.
Time? That's all we've heard, Lum, is time. How much more time can we give them? They're not politically minded enough to realize what has happened, Lum.
Well, maybe they are, and maybe they ain't.
Oh, tut-tut-tut.
We've got to have time to find that out.
There you go again, time. Lum, there's some of us that can't live under those conditions. Take Grandpappy Spears, for example. He should be home and in bed under a doctor's care right now.
Oh, sassy frass, I'm all right. I'll stick it out.
Well, Grandpap, you're not the only one either. You yourself, Lum. Another night up here and you'll be in the hospital sure as a whirl.
Well, my asthma always acts up this time of the year.
Well, look now, Lum, I'm not trying to talk against what we've been trying to do up here. I'm as anxious as any man here to win this fight. But I think we've got to look the facts in the face. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid we're going to have to admit that this plan of ours so far has failed. I think we should all go back and find some sort of a more direct method of fighting those women.
All right, Jiminy, I ain't going back. I ain't licked. I ain't surrendered.
Well, just a minute.
I never have give up the Civil War yet.
Grandpap, I'm not saying that we men are licked. I'm only saying this. By walking out of town, we stopped that bond issue and thus saved the future of Pine Ridge. But now it seems to me that our stay up here has served its purpose. Now, as far as I can see, men, we've got to try something different.
Yeah, Squire's right. This ain't working, men.
No, it sure ain't.
Well, wait a minute, fellas. Looks like we've got a difference of opinions here. Now, we've all been in this thing together, and we've all walked out of town together, and we've all been agreed on what we've done so far. And that's the way we want to keep it. I'm going to put this thing to a vote. Whatever the majority of you fellas wants to do, I grannies, that's what we'll do.
Well, that's a good idea, Lump. I'm for that.
Yeah, we'll vote by a show of hands. All of you that's in favor of picking up and going back to town, raise your hands.
Which one?
Either one of them.
Just raise both.
Well, I reckon there ain't no use in going on with the voting. That's it.
Well, I'm sorry, Lump.
All right, fellas, you made the decision, so that's what we'll do. We'll march back in town together, though. Just the way we come up here. Cedric, you and Gilroy get the records. Come on, Abner. Let's go.
Well, old town looks about the same, sorta. Kind of dead-looking, though, ain't it?
Yeah, you know, Abner, this is the most humiliating minute of my life, I believe.
Well, I don't reckon I could say that I felt too good about it myself, Mom.
After that big walkout and everything else we done, to come back into town this way is the worst thing I've ever been through.
Yeah.
Sort of like we's crawling back. Whipped.
Well, it ain't as hard on your knees as crawling.
Tell you, I hate to go through with it, Abner.
Well, we're here now. Of course, I reckon you could turn back. I don't think none of the women folks have saw us yet, anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't turn back. Not after the way the men voted. We've got to stick together. Grannies, if I
hey,
had
Lom,
my
Lom,
way,
look
I...
yonder. Look there, Tom.
What is
look
it?
Look coming down the road, heading towards us there.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Well, that can't be.
Why, it looks like every woman in Pine Ridge is heading this way.
Yeah.
Reckon what they're up to now.
I don't know, but I, Grannies, we'll soon find out. Stand your ground, men. This might be a trap. We might have to fight.
I don't know whether it's a trap or not, but facing a battery of women can lead to almost anything. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, it's always wise to eat slowly. But of course, sometimes hurry and worry will make you rush through a meal. And then you may be in for trouble. You see, rushing through a meal often leads to disagreeable acid indigestion. And that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. Alka-Seltzer can give a kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps sweeten an acid stomach, it helps neutralize excess gastric acidity, and its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often accompanies an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your favorite druggist for a large 60-cent package today. It contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much. Yes, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.